Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're always delighted to have you share with us on the show. And, of course, we're always delighted to have my co-host, Dr. Lake, with us. Dr. Lake, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Glad to be with you.
Always good to have you with us today. And I have a couple of topics, or actually a few topics. I am going to do my best to get through today here on our show, and I hope you enjoyed it. And again, I say it all the time, and I will probably continue saying it forever and ever, amen. But I just want to say thank you to all my faithful listeners, those who have been with me since day one. You are the best. We just love you so much on this show. You have given us suggestions, encouragement. Some of you have actually been on the show, so thank you so much. And remember, you can always dial in if you have a question or you have comments. Feel free to dial in 215-383-3872 and just push option 1. And also to our new listeners, those who have heard about us and you're listening to us for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for joining us. Feel free to reach out to us at any time for suggestions and whatnot. And listen, if you want to send me an email, feel free to do so. You can do so at Sharon@enjoylifeinc.com. That's the letter N, JOYLIFEINC.com, enjoylifeinc.com. Just send me a note. I'll be happy to get your note and to respond. Well, Dr. Lake, it's good to have you on our show, and I actually have a couple questions for you today. We are going to be doing a segment on seniors today. You know, we talk about a lot of different things, and as you know, our mission here on the Marketing Pulpit is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. That's right. That's right. We do our best to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. And the way we do that, we try to bring good programming that enlightens, informs, and entertains as it relates to, oh my goodness, all kind of things, sales, branding, pricing, media buying, internet, social media, music, entertainment. Oh my goodness, we talk about a lot of stuff on our show. And we have some great expertise on our show in the form of Dr. Lake, who's doing some amazing things in his community, and we're just so proud of him. So thank you so much for listening. And I want to send a shout out. I do. I very seldom send shout out. But I'm going to send a shout out today to a young lady in North Carolina, Arlene and her grandbabies. If you are listening, I just want to say hello to you guys. She was telling me that the grandbabies were listening to the show and they got so excited. So hello, babies. You know I love all of you so much, Jonathan, and all your little sisters and brothers. Hey, hello if you're listening, and welcome to the show. Well, listen, we're going to dive right in, but kind of talk a little bit about our seniors. You know, seniors are just beautiful people. They have put in their time. They have put in their years, and they deserve any kind of break at all for those who work so hard. They raise grandbabies. Some are still raising grandbabies. They reared their children, and they've just done so much. And I want to say a little bit about them today. I want our seniors to be safe and to be protected and know that there are agencies out there that are looking out for you. So today we're going to be talking about protecting our seniors from scams and protecting them from things that could be detrimental, not just to their financial, but to their mental, physical, social health. We want to talk about that today. But Dr. Lake, you know, one thing that you and I, we talk about the services that you provide, and typically we talk about services to, you know, married couples, of course, to children. But Dr. Lake, do your services cover senior citizens as well, and any types of mental or cognitive issues that they may be dealing with, whether it's depression, anything at all? Do you work with seniors at all?
Capacity that I would like. I do have some senior couples, and seniors are defined as 65 and older. I'm starting to see more and more older couples, senior couples in counseling, battling, you know, set ways, depression, stubbornness, things that, you know, cause, you know, because the older you get, we become entrenched. But I would agree that the senior citizen abuse or elder abuse is, it's been on the rise the last, I would say, the last decade, particularly in the form of neglect and physical and emotional and financial abuse. And so I think right now the word is getting out that we need to do a better job of protecting our seniors.
We do. Absolutely need to do a better job. And I did want to ask you that because I know we have seniors that listen to the show, and I've gotten some comments and some great suggestions from them. But I also wanted them to know, Dr. Lake, that just because you are a senior doesn't mean that you might not need to speak with a therapist sometimes. And you mentioned you have senior couples that come in. I would love for you to elaborate on that a little bit because, you know, we tend to think that if you reach those wonderful, magical, golden years, that you kind of have it together as it relates to marriage and understanding patience and all that. But I guess what you're saying is, that's not necessarily true because people get set in their ways. Tell us a little bit about what you're finding as far as seniors and couples coming to your office.
Well, there's something going on, an epidemic going on in our community, in our nation, that nobody's really talking about. It's called the Graybeard Revolution. Graybeard Revolution.
Wow.
And couples, or people between the ages of 50 and 70, this age group, they are leading the country in divorce rate, 50 to 70.
Oh.
And so
really?
What they're finding out, yes, the kids are gone. So the first part of it, like in your 50s, the baby, the empty nest syndrome, and because proper relationships were not maintained between spouses, once the kids exit for college in their own lives, couples are realizing that their partners, they don't know, and so they're choosing to leave.
Oh, wow.
The other thing that is happening is as they're getting older, the grandkids are now older and a little bit more independent, and so they're lonely. They don't have a lot to do,
wow.
And so you see senior citizens support groups, not like classes and adult daycare beginning to spring up because there's no place to place them because there's no place to put them. They can't afford the kind of like retirement that they thought they could have. So they're forced to live with their children, and that's an adjustment. They're losing their independence, their autonomy, their health issues, and it's depressing, high levels of anxiety, can't pay and find enough money to pay for insurance or for medicine that they sorely need, all kinds of emotional issues. And then those that are still married, again, we're finding that they're set in their ways and people have just haven't had enough. And so they're looking for ways to kind of help them deal with these kind of problems.
That is very interesting, Dr. Lake. The gray beard revolution. Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, it stands to reason, though, that those are some things that could possibly happen now because, as we know, technology has gotten so much better. The medical field has gotten so much better. People are starting to live longer. They're trying to eat healthier, get more involved in exercise, and so people are living longer. And I think not just in your industry, but also in the financial industry, we're seeing, you see, people haven't planned very well, you know, for the future. And they do run out of money. They do run out of resources. They become sick unexpectedly and have to go home and live with their families. And, yeah, that can put a huge burden on people. And, Dr. Lake, I don't think people, especially seniors, a lot of them, I don't think they correlate mental health therapy. I don't think they think about getting help or talking to someone because sometimes they're so used to doing it all on their own. But from a clinical standpoint as a doctor, what would you say to those who haven't even thought about speaking to a doctor or a therapist in regards to some of the changes that are taking place in their life that they're finding it difficult to deal with, senior citizens?
I'm a big believer that third-party interventions are God-ordained. That, you know, somebody that's unbiased, unprejudiced can help a couple or a person look objectively and subjectively in some cases into their lives and help them to reframe things. For a lot of seniors, life has passed them by. This age that we live in, this era, it's constantly moving. And if you're not keeping up, you know, reading, computers and all this technology, I mean, TV is now becoming antiquated because everything now is done on a phone or a tablet, and you've got to be able to walk in the electronic world and navigate that successfully. Otherwise, you are left out. All kinds of things are happening. So I'm always a big believer that, you know, classes, computer classes, and all kinds of training, investments and things, we should be doing that, not well, by the time you reach to be a senior, it's kind of too late. But if we can start early, we can prepare people to kind of make better choices financially so as not to, you know, barely eke out a living. I've got a couple now. They didn't plan very well, and their stress is high, and they were thinking about they might have to resort to eating pet food because it was cheaper.
My goodness. Well, you know, that's really sad to hear. And, you know, now that we're talking about it, not that we haven't kind of touched on this before, because we've touched on this on the show before, senior issues, but Dr. Lake, I love what you're saying, and I would think that more conversations need to be had in the community, in the communities of faith, with businesses and organizations regarding this issue. But for those who may be seniors and you may be listening, I want you to know, Dr. Lake, and you tell me your thoughts as well, just because you may be 50-plus, 65-plus, 65 and over, doesn't mean that your life is over. There are so many people out there who are still working, Dr. Lake, doing things that they can do. There are those who, Dr. Lake, have absolutely no limbs that are working. They have found some, and we know the story very well of Joni, the young lady who was in an accident and she lost her limbs, and she paints and writes with her mouth. She uses a brush or a pencil. She does that. So just because you may be senior doesn't mean you can't do something to help to better yourself. That's one of the things that I was going to talk about today, seniors, that getting out and getting involved if you can. And even if you can't get out, you can get on the phone. There are telemarketing jobs. There are all kinds of things that you can do
you just have to be creative and sit down and think. But not only that, there are businesses out there specifically geared towards helping senior citizens with their education or trying to become more independent, fostering healthy cognitive mental stimulation. And also, Dr. Lake, something can be said about volunteering as well. There's senior citizens who may not be going through some of the things you're speaking of, but they're doing okay and they're not volunteering or doing anything. If you're finding yourself in a situation where, like Dr. Lake said, the children are gone, you know, the grandchildren are grown, you're not getting the stimulation from work anymore, you can volunteer. Dr. Lake, what can be said about volunteering? How does that help you cognitively and to prepare yourself if you're dealing with depression? How can that help a person by volunteering? What does that do for you?
Well, it helps keep a sense of purpose and identity. And it also fosters camaraderie and friendship. And when we go outside of ourselves and think of others, that also promotes, I can't think of the word I want to use now, but it's positive. It's just wonderful because it gets you from thinking about yourself, altruistic, that's the word I want, altruism.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that, because we have value, our seniors have value, and so
Absolutely.
Often they get pushed to the side. And we really need to, you know, I love being around older people. I learn, I listen.
Absolutely.
And it's just wonderful. So it gives you a sense of belonging, and it fills up some voids in your life. And it keeps you with a purposeful atmosphere and ambition. And these are your drive to want to get up in the morning and try new things.
Right. Well, I love what you just said. And it's so interesting what you said goes along with the National Institute of Aging. And they have shown that research of older citizens with an active lifestyle could have the following benefits. They're less likely to develop certain diseases. They have a longer lifespan. They tend to be happier and less depressed. And not only that, but they're better prepared to cope with loss because the mind stimulation and brain exercise, of course, is critical to any age. And it's not just for younger people or children or teenagers or youth. It's for seniors as well to mentally stimulate your brain and your body. So go out, volunteer, do some things. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you a few ways that you can make sure you protect yourself, not just seniors, but anybody, but particularly seniors. We care about you and we want you to be safe and protected. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that right here on the Marketing Toolkit.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Bye.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Jay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Toolkit.
Guys, we're just so delighted that you decided to join us today. And today we're gearing our topic towards seniors, those who are experiencing those golden years, who have contributed to society, and who deserve a break. They deserve a break, deserve to relax and enjoy themselves. Well, you know, we love senior citizens so much. We appreciate them so much. They're just so important to society with the knowledge that they have, the wisdom that they have, but they've got to be careful. There are some schemes and scams out there, and one is called phishing scams. Dr. Lake, I know you've heard of phishing scams, and I'm going to share with our citizens, our senior citizens that may be listening, to everybody that may be listening, but particularly our senior citizens. You don't deserve to be scammed, and I tell you, it just really makes me ill every time I hear of seniors who have been scammed by inconsiderate people. And 83% of all scams posted in the month of February had to do with phishing. The Better Business Bureau also, unfortunately, took the bait on one that purported to be from the Square credit card processing. So you've got to be really careful. And I'm taking a lot of my information from a certified mediator and vice president of the Better Business Bureau. They did some research, and I want you to hear how you can protect yourself. Phishing scams, meaning people try to make something look like it's real and authentic, and it really isn't. And some of these scammers appear to be from organizations that you do business with, like your bank or educational institution. And guess what they're also doing, Dr. Lake? They're actually threatening people, and you may have seen this on the news in your community. I know I've seen it on the news in my community, where people get phone calls and are being threatened that their accounts are going to be closed or they're going to lose something, lose their home, lose their car. They're being threatened and being told you've got to take action immediately. If you don't respond immediately, these are some adverse things that can take place. And they also send emails. You've got to be very careful with the emails that you open because some of the links in those emails could be spoof sites that look real, but the primary purpose is to steal your information. And not only that, but if they get your personal information, they can run up bills and commit crimes in your name. So it's really important, not just the seniors, but everybody, but particularly the seniors that are listening. If you get a phone call and someone is saying that your personal account needs to be attended to or whatnot, be very cautious. In fact, I've shared with my family and my mom, I said, if you get a phone call from somebody, whether it's the cable company, a bank, educational institution, any type of business that you owe, if you didn't initiate the call, just tell them, you know what, I will call back. And make sure you look at the 800 number on your billing statement, on the back of your credit card. Call them back yourself. That way you can hopefully, I'm not going to say it's 100% guaranteed, but you are the probability of you dialing the correct institution is higher. If you have email messages that possibly look legitimate, but you kind of feel kind of funny about it, you've gotten an email and you know your account isn't delinquent, you know you've made payments and you're getting it could possibly be a scam. So how can you avoid phishing scams? And I want you to listen carefully. How can you avoid phishing scams? Well, one, make sure that you use trusted security software and make sure it's updated. So if you do a lot of work on your computer and even phones now, you can get software to the virus and stuff like that on your phones and on your computers. Make sure it's trusted, that you can trust it. Don't email your personal information anywhere. If somebody calls and says, you know what, your account is overdue, we need to get your Social Security number. We need to get your bank card number. We need to get your checking and routing. Do not do it. Hang up the phone, say, I'll stop by my bank or I'll call the bank myself. Do not be tempted to do it because chances are it's a scam. Only provide your personal financial information on websites that you know are trusted. And typically, websites that are secure websites, in their URL, you know, up at the top, typically it's up at the top of your computer where you put in the address. It may say http://whatever. Make sure that there's an S at the end of the HTTP, HTTPS. That S stands for security. Now, again, it's not always guaranteed that that's going to work 100% of the time because some of these folks have gotten really good and they can make it look like a secure URL. So just be careful. Thing you need to do, when you get your statements from your credit card, your bank account, or any other statement, please review it carefully. As soon as you receive it, check for unauthorized charges. I mean, it's so unfortunate. But today, you've got to look on your statements, because sometimes people could be charging things and you don't even know it. If your statement is late by more than a couple of days, call and confirm that your billing address is correct and that your balances are correct, because sometimes people can go take your information from your mailbox and try to scam you that way. And also, be cautious about opening any type of attachments or downloads that are related to your emails. It doesn't matter who sent them. Phishing, yeah, that's becoming very, unfortunately, it's happening more and more, and we really have to be careful with that. And there are so many other things that I want to share with you, but we're running out of time. But if you don't get anything else from what I just said regarding phishing scams where companies try to look legitimate and they really are not, do not give your personal information out over the phone, like your Social Security, your credit numbers, your thing, if you aren't sure who it is. And if it's unsolicited calls, because typically, one, the IRS does not call you and ask for personal. They don't do that. And some people have been calling, trying to pretend they're with the IRS. They don't do that. Your bank should not be calling, asking you about your socials and all that kind of information. They should already have it. So if you're feeling uncomfortable and not sure, don't do it. Don't do it. The last thing that I want to talk about, Dr. Lake, you have anything you want to say about that, phishing and our wonderful, beautiful senior citizen?
Yes, if it looks too good to be true, it's not true.
You know I love you, Dr. Lake. That is so cute. Absolutely. If it looks too good to be true, it's just not true. Oh, and Dr. Lake, these things that come in the mail promising you money, if you do this, if you send us a dollar, if you send us $2, we'll send you a million. Don't do it. it's just
yes.
A scam. It's probably a scam. Now, here's another thing that, for protecting our seniors and, of course, protecting anyone, because our older adults continue to be the victim of choice for people. And the reason they're the victims of choice is because they're so giving and they're so to doing things and helping people, but I want my older adults to understand you've got to be careful when it comes to investments as well, because there are so many scams and frauds out there regarding investments. And financial fraud against senior citizens is very rampant, and we don't want our senior citizens scammed of money that they've worked so hard for. According to, and this survey goes, was conducted back in 2010, but it says one of five Americans, 65 and older, or 7.3 million people have been swindled, Dr. Lake. 7.3 million people have been swindled. And I just think
wow.
That's a shame. I really do. I just think it's a shame. So before we go, here's what I want to share with you. If you are considering investing or making any type of investment, no matter what it is, mutual fund, trust, whatever it is, take the time to check out the investment offer. And here's where you can start. You can start with your state securities division. They have a securities division, and it's called FINRA areas. It's FINRA, who help make financial decisions. It's the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. It's FINRA. And the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC. Those are two places that you can start. Before you make an investment with a company, call them. They can direct you as to whether they're legitimate, if they have any type of marks against their company. Start with FINRA, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, or the Securities Exchange Commission, SEC. They can point you in the right direction. Don't agree to anything on the spot. Just, it's high pressure. If somebody's pressuring you and it sounds great and they're telling you if you don't do it today, this offer, do not do it. Don't be pressured into anything. And just because they have flashy websites or flashy cards, doesn't make them legitimate. Be aware of investments and commodities. Get all the details in writing and let somebody else look at it. I'd love to go into more detail, but, of course, we don't have time. But also check the Better Business Bureau. You may not always get information from the Better Business Bureau, but if you're thinking about investing or anything like that, check with FINRA and the SEC. You know what? We just love our seniors here. We want you to be safe. We want you to be this, especially for you today. Dr. Lake, do you have anything else you want to say to our seniors before we go? We're running out of time.
Yes. Call your Chamber of Commerce. Visit your Chamber of Commerce in your local city. There are all kinds of support groups and activities for senior citizens and places where you can volunteer.
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Lake, if they are going through some things and they really want to talk to somebody, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, I would be delighted to be reached at 714-376-8643.
Wonderful. Well, listen, you heard it right here. Thank you so much for joining us. And my dad used to say, listen, if you want to be successful in life, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And we've done that today. You're here with us, and we have Dr. Lake on our show. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful day.